And Coach Corbelli did pretty well. We'll get that to you at 6:50 this morning as well.
Is she playing again?
No.
Oh, all right.
Okay. She's the coach.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I mean, because she played in the Olympics. You know.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And also, we've got the info from Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. They played last night. Okay. So, a weeks-long investigation into criminal activity involving the mayor of a northern Kentucky town concluded this week after he was arrested for allegedly selling marijuana to a police informant.
Whoa.
This is the mayor of the town. Making matters a bit worse for the Olive Hill mayor, that would be one Danny Sparks, was the fact that the undercover buy took place in the parking lot of an elementary school.
Oh, very nice.
Though he initially called the arrest a mistake. I had marijuana. I gave it to you. You gave me money. We were in a parking lot of an elementary school. Oh, yeah. That was a mistake. That's right. Yeah. Mr. Parks later issued a statement to the press saying he would resign. Well, that's good.
That read, did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A post that he had held for over a decade.
Wow.
Just things like that just make me so proud of our mayors and the mayor of Navasota, because they're quality people.
There you go.
They can do this foolishness.
Man, I'm thinking their public information officers not having a good day today. Yeah,
that's a head scratcher for sure.
Info.
Mation.
Well, it was a mistake. Yeah, that's right.
I wish I could say that about every dumb thing that I've done.
Well, yeah, just let's call it a mistake and act like it never happened. I don't think so.
That's the proverbial, not going to do it.
Yep, that's right. Who says all publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, it's 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's Stay Home Because You're Well Day?
I missed that memo.
It's National Hooky Day.
But is it?
That's what we call it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Stay Home Because You're Well Day. It's called Congress Day. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like that'll do us a whole lot of good. It's 25 shopping days until Christmas.
See, the difference with this show is Congress calls us.
Yeah, that's right. You're very good, sir. Thank you. Yes. It's 25 days shopping days till Christmas, or the way I like to look at it, two paychecks.
Yep.
Two paychecks.
Yeah, because today, right?
Today what?
The end of the month.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You'll get one paycheck, and then you'll get a paycheck on the 15th, and it's two paychecks. So there you are. Okay. What do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays. Let me see. The girl from the Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco.
Okay.
27 today.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Cuthbert, Kiefer's daughter on 24, is 30 today.
Oh, yeah.
Mindy McCready, country music singer who dated Roger Clemens and Dean Cain, is 37.
I remember
that. Really, that's her claim to fame.
I remember that. Yeah. She was a young thing, I believe, when she dated Mr. Clemens.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amy Ryan from The Office is 43.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Stiller's 47.
He's pretty good.
Bo knows half century. He's 50 today.
Yeah, we still stopped him on that play.
Bo Jackson. Yes, we did.
Yes, indeed.
And you know, it looks cool every time they show it.
Yeah.
Every time they show it on
the big
screen.
He still ain't getting it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Billy Idol, 57 years old with the, I can't believe he's made it that far.
Yeah.
Mandy Patinkin is 60.
I love that guy.
And Diego Montoya.
He's pretty talented.
Prepare to die.
Well, he's a good singer, too.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, and...
I think, what was he in, oh, that god awful movie with Barbara Streisand.
Yentl. Yeah, and then he's on a show called Homeland now, which I kind of like. Okay,
cool. Ridley Scott, 75.
I mean, he's done some work.
Yeah, Alien, Gladiator, Blade Runner, I could go and go.
Mm-hmm.
G. Gordon, the G Man, is 80 today.
Okay.
Robert Guillaume.
Oh well, yeah.
Benson. Is 85 today, and we don't do thems that passed, but if you're a radio DJ, you have to. It's a rule.
Oh, it is.
It's Dick Clark's birthday.
He would
have been 83 today.
I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he's been dead almost a year.
Oh, wow.
A little less, I guess.
Died just before New Year's, didn't
he? Yeah, that's right. Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and 75. And really one of my favorite playwrights, I like just about everything he does, is David Mamet. He's 65. If you've seen the movie Glenn Ross.
He's written a few books.
Yeah, he's written some
of
stuff.
His work.
He's fairly prolific.
Yep. Okay. Here we got Saturday.
Oh, good gravy, Maynard.
You didn't. Okay.
No, give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
I got it right here.
Okay, we'll look and see if there's anything interesting going on besides just birthdays. Nah, not really. A talented, talented actress, and as soon as you get to her, we'll all know. Who has a birthday on Saturday?
Zoe Kravitz, Lenny's daughter, is 24.
Okay. Yeah.
Jared Fogel.
Oh, Jared, the subway guy.
Yeah, okay, he's 35 today.
Yeah. Fogel means bird in German.
35?
Yep.
He doesn't look
35. No, he doesn't. Sarah Silverman is 42 today.
Hmm. I find her attractive. She's a pretty lady.
Charlene Tilton.
That's the one.
From Dallas.
That's the one.
She was so cute.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, if you look at the body of work that she's done. Oh, never mind. Wasn't that her last gig? Has she done a gig since then?
I don't think she's
then?
Done anything
yeah.
after that.
Okay.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, 66.
Speaking of not done anything since Alone Again, naturally.
Yeah. Right? Bette Midler, 67.
Okay.
Eric Bloom is 68 from Blue Oyster Cult.
Of course.
Woody Allen is 77 on Saturday.
Wow, okay.
And that's it for that.
Got Bette Midler at 67.
I said that.
I'm sorry. Billy Paul, is he still alive? Me and Mrs. Jones? It says here 78. Lee Trevino, golfer dude, be a 73. Bob Gowen, he's the former Entertainment Tonight host.
Is that right? I don't know that one.
Whatever, 58. Oh, and it's a happy birthday tomorrow to Bingo. Not the dog.
Was his name,
No, it was the game. 1929. I don't know when I thought bingo had been introduced, but somehow I thought it was older than that.
Yeah, they've been playing that in churches at least since the
1800s. Would think so. There you go. Gosh. All right, for Sunday.
Britney Spears is 31 years old on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Portuguese-Canadian singer, Nelly Furtado, who I really do like, is 34. Super Bowl champ Aaron Rodgers, 29.
Kind of a little short guy. At least for a quarterback, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Monica Seles is 39.
Uh-huh.
Lucy Liu.
Oh, yeah, from Elementary. She's in that new show.
And Kill Bill and Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's 44.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Savage from Def Leppard, the one that has all his arms, is 52. I'm sorry, that was out
that
loud.
Was, that was terrible.
Yeah. That was out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah.
Stone Phillips is 58.
Stone from Wichita Falls or Waxahachie or someplace
like that.
Yeah,
I think it's Waxahachie.
Yeah, it's Waxahachie, yeah.
Kathy Lee Crosby from That's Incredible, which I loved when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Is 68 years old on Sunday.
All right, there you go. It's 6:22.